To the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, I go for refuge until becoming enlightened. Through the merit of my generosity and so on, may I achieve Buddhahood to benefit all beings. To the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, I go for refuge until becoming enlightened. Through the merit of my generosity and so on, may I achieve Buddhahood to benefit all beings. To the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, I go for refuge until becoming enlightened. Through the merit of my generosity and so on, may I achieve Buddhahood to benefit all beings. So as we begin this meditation session, start by cultivating a wholesome and positive motivation. And think, I will engage in this practice of mindfulness of the breath in order to completely relax my body and mind and develop a state of calm and inner peace. In order to become more capable of being kind to myself, and especially being more capable of expressing my kindness and affection to others. May all living beings have happiness. May they possess the true causes of happiness. May all living beings be free from suffering. May they be free from the true causes of suffering. May all sentient beings never be separated from the pure joy and freedom of nirvana liberation. May all living beings abide in equanimity. Their minds free from agitation, attachment, and anger or hatred. Having cultivated such pure intention and motivation, begin by now paying attention to your body. Beginning by being mindful of your head and face. Mentally scan down through your body and pay attention to how you're sitting and to how the body feels. Pay attention to any tightness or tension, pain or discomfort. Your mind and mindfulness moving down through the torso of the body, from the shoulders, coming to the hips and pelvis. Pay attention to the legs and the feet. And then slowly bring your attention back up through the body. Up through the legs, the hips, the pelvis. Adjust your body slightly if you need to be more comfortable. Try not to slouch, whether you're sitting in a chair or sitting on a cushion. But try to sit as upright as you can without being stiff and tense. Moving your awareness up through the torso, become aware of your shoulders and pay attention to whether they are tight. Try to relax the shoulders. Hold the neck upright, but not stiff or tense. Pay attention to the face. Observe whether there's tightness or tension around the jaws, the eyes, your forehead, the scalp. And if so, just try to relax or let go. Make sure that your mouth is closed but relaxed, your eyes closed, or if you prefer, slightly open. Now bring the focus of your mindfulness and concentration to the tip of the nostrils. And just find the naturally arising sensations at the tip of your nostrils as you breathe in naturally and as you breathe out naturally. Try not to control the breath or alter the breath, but observe the breath as it is. And now for this meditation session, try to keep the focus of your mind, the focus of your concentration at just the tip of the nostrils, observing the flow and sensation of the in-breath and the flow and the sensations of the out-breath. With a gentle determination to spend this time simply observing the breath and counting the breath. And in this way, allow all other distracting thoughts, emotions, feelings to just arise, abide, and pass. Let them go. And cultivate a mindful recollection of just the sensations of the breath. And now start counting the breath, and we'll count the breath in cycles of 10 breaths, observing the in-breath sensation and followed by an out-breath sensation. Count this as one, and so on. Counting 10 breaths, start again. See how many cycles of 10 breaths you can concentrate on without losing the count of the breath, which gives a simple and useful way of gauging your development of mindfulness and concentration. So bring your concentration to your breath and begin counting in cycles of 10 breaths. It's quite normal that as you begin to practice mindfulness of your breath and concentrate on the breath, you'll recognize the mind filled with agitation. So many thoughts arising, memories, imaginings, internal dialogue and chatter. Try to let go the attention you give to these distracting thoughts. Recognize them as distractions to meditation and the development of your own inner peace and a calm mind. And bring your attention back to just observing the sensations of the breath with mindfulness. Begin the count from one. And when you lose the count again, begin with one. Try to count 10 consecutive breaths without losing the count completely. Overwhelmed by agitation or a sleepy mind, a dull mind, observing the sensations of the breath, train your mind and develop your mindfulness, which is a constant recollection of the object that you're meditating on, which is the sensations of the breath and the counting of the breath to 10. Try not to forget the object, which is easy when your mind is very agitated. The thoughts are like a powerful wind blowing, or the flow of a river, constant flow of thoughts. Keep bringing your attention back by remembering the breath, recollecting the object. Through this, you will become more and more familiar with the breath. Your mind will focus more and more on just the sensations of the breath, and your mindfulness will continue to develop, which will bind your concentration and focus on the object, the breath. With this practice of mindfulness, you need a watchfulness of the mind as well, so that you recognize when you've lost your meditation and the counting of the breath. Part of the mind watchful so you recognize when distracting thoughts are arising or overwhelming your attention on the breath. Therefore, cultivate mindfulness and this alertness or watchfulness together. Mindfulness, holding the breath, the object, holding the mind's attention on the object. Alertness or watchfulness, observing for the distractions. So you recognize and bring your attention back. Concentrate on just the breath with mindfulness and alertness, and relax. Relax your body, relax your mind. If you recognize distracting thoughts arising, let them go. As soon as you can, immediately, if possible. And re-establish your concentration and mindfulness at the tip of the nostrils on the sensations of the breath. And keep doing this. Try not to put up with the habit of thinking. Learn to gain control of your own mind through the power of mindfulness and alertness and your development of concentration. Train your mind to settle on the object, the breath, and become peaceful and tranquil. Oneness with the breath. Feel and observe the sensations of the in-breath. There may be a gap or a space between the in-breath and your breathing out. Pay attention to that. Observe the sensations of the out-breath. There may be a gap between the out-breath and your next in-breath. Be mindful of that. Pay attention. Observing just your breath and abiding here and now and moment by moment, not caught up in the thoughts, your worries, anxieties, fears, negative internal chatter, low self-esteem. Just let these thoughts arise, abide, and pass. They will disappear if you don't engage with them. Abide here and now, simply observing and counting your breath, and subduing your own mind. Observing your breath, pay attention by cultivating alertness to any movement of your mind distracted away from just observing and abiding with the sensations of the breath. Agitation and thinking and memories may arise. Bring your attention back to the breath and let them go. They will disappear. They will pass if you don't engage with them. And if the object is not clear, but your mind is not agitated, it may well be because your mind has become over-withdrawn or is dull or sleepy. Train to recognize this and bring your attention back to the breath. Mindful of just the sensations of the breath, with alertness observing for any distractions. If you count one cycle of 10 breaths without being completely distracted and losing the count, then aim to accomplish a second cycle of 10 breaths, and then a third. Develop your concentration with the power of mindfulness and alertness. Now, as we conclude this meditation on mindfulness of the breath, pay attention once again to your body and how the body feels. Is it more relaxed, more comfortable? Very quickly but gently scan from the crown of your head, paying attention to your head and your face and your shoulders and arms. And move your attention down through the torso of your body, your upper chest and upper back, stomach and lower back, the pelvis and the hips. Moving your mindfulness down through the legs to the feet, paying attention to your body. Now bring the focus of your mind with your mindfulness back up from the feet, through the legs, the thighs, the hips, the pelvis. Simply paying attention to your body. and how it feels? And is your body more relaxed? Moving your mindfulness and attention up through the torso of the body, from your lower back and stomach to your upper back, between the shoulder blades and the shoulder blades and your upper chest. And now your shoulders. And now become aware of the head and the face. And once again, the sensations of the breath. And just for a few breaths, imagine now that your breath completely fills your body right down to your feet. And as you breathe out, imagine your out-breath comes up through your body and out through your nostrils and draws out any remaining tightness, tension, or discomfort, which disappears into space. And another breath, imagine your breath comes right down through your body to your feet. And the out-breath draws out any remaining tightness or tension, which disappears into space. And one more breath, breathing in right down through your body. And breathing out and releasing any remaining tightness or tension. And to conclude the meditation, reflect on the welfare of others and think, may I quickly achieve the attainment of inner peace, and may I help others, those in my family, my friends and others, achieve inner peace. May all beings achieve perfect enlightenment.